One of the country's biggest banks says it will no longer charge customers for overdrawing their accounts. Capital One says it's getting rid of overdraft charges next year for some customers after criticism that the fees are exploitive. Here to tell us more is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News analyst and host of Jill on Money. Welcome back.
Great to be with you.
Yes, Jill. So Capital One makes quite a bit of money off of these fees, about $150 million a year. How do you think they're thinking about these losses? Do you think they're banking on maybe getting new customers to offset this move?
You know, maybe that's one issue. Maybe they want to get ahead of what they see as new regulation that could be coming on the horizon. I just think it's hard to speculate on their motivation. But I guess the really good news is that Capital One is going to completely eliminate these overdraft fees and non-sufficient fund fees for its consumer banking customers as early as next year. So I think that's kind of the good news. I can't ascribe their motive, though.
Yeah. Overdrafts really affect credit scores. So what does this actually mean for Capital One customers? Do they all get this benefit? Is this some kind of catch here with it? Who's eligible?
Well, according to the company, because they put a big release out, they said the new policy will take effect in early 2022 for customers who are currently enrolled in overdraft protection. So this is usually about $35 a year that people pay just to say, okay, don't put me into that place so that I have to pay the fee. Now, anyone who is in that overdraft protection pool will automatically be converted into a no-fee policy early next year. So you get to save the $35. Now, customers are also going to get free overdraft protection at that time. Now, let's say you're not enrolled in this program. Transactions that would overdraw your account will be declined, but the good news is no fees would be assessed. So I think this policy should really help a lot of the banking customers at Capital One.
You mentioned possible changes in regulation on the horizon. We don't know. That's just speculation. But do you expect other banks to follow suit?
I mean, there is a lot of revenue to lose. You mentioned $150 million from Capital One itself. Well, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau says that big banks rely heavily on overdraft and these insufficient funds revenue. We're talking about almost $15.5 billion in 2019. So there's a new director of the CFPB, Rohit Chopra, and he says the bank's reliance on fee revenue, he says it's almost like an addiction. And he pointed to JPMorgan Chase and Wells Fargo and Bank of America. He says they're kind of like the big guys and we'd like to see them do it. So I don't know if there's going to be any regulation, but he name checked these banks. And if I were those banks, I'd start to be thinking like, maybe we shouldn't be doing this anymore.
Mm-hmm. I have about 30 seconds with you. The Biden administration is set to resume payments on federal student loans in January. Are Americans ready to start paying?
Some of them are, some of them are not. We have some data from the Department of Ed that says about 7.7 million student loan borrowers in the U.S. were behind on payments at the start of the pandemic. 93% of them are still behind. Go to studentaid.gov and start reading up on what you need to do before these changes go back into effect end of January.
That's Jill Schlesinger, CBS News analyst and host of Jill on Money. As always, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.